71. Catching up. Joetti texted,
"So Wednesday, after I left you in WNL with Gavin, I'm up here with the Manzillion negotiating a purchase for Eunice, and on the basis of that, hooking him up with her directly. So I did hook them up while you were both with Gavin, and she multitasked. Afterward, I'm melting solder and pondering all this insane shit, and you walk in, I assume with Eunice, go into the kitchen. I get a text from Eunice I should go out, walk around. I do, all wearing the goggles, which gets some looks, but I don't want to miss her. So she texts me I should walk around a little more. So I'm in a bookstore and bang, she tells me Curzon's about to try to take her down. Doesn't know if they can or not, but she has to assume it'll be permanent if they do. Ask her where you are, and she says with her, but she's made arrangements to get you somewhere safe. Says that what the Manzillion and I have been working on is part of a network to protect you and everyone in it. There's us, the Manzillion, this money guy Severin, who goes by Miguel, Fabers in Oakland, plus more I haven't hooked up with yet, all her hires, everybody earning over market in whatever field. Went over the cams Curzon installed here, how she's spoofing them, but that'll stop when she's gone. Who to expect turning up from her and how to positively identify him. Tells me to take care of you and the network, and then she's gone. So here I am, under the covers, with my thumbs getting sore, but if you're reading this, it means we've already said hello. J.E.
She'd been looking out the window as she read this. Now she turned to Virgil. He'd been watching her.
Stets always wanted to hire him, he said, but we didn't have anything for anyone like that to do.
If you had, she said, Stets and I wouldn't have gotten together. Office romance with the boss is awkward enough, but not with your cousin working there.
He's your cousin? Virgil asked.
No, she said, but like that.